Good morning, everyone. Today, for our proposed agenda for the LSB meeting of October 23rd, 2022, a special meeting is called to order. And at this point, we will go ahead and call the roll call, please.
Grace Aaron. Christina Avalos.
Here.
Jose Benavides.
Grace Aaron is here.
Thank you. Jose Benavides. I'll come back. Fred Blair.
Present.
Sandy Childs.
Here.
Marisol Cruz.
Presente.
Bella DeSoto. George Funmaker.
Here.
Eric C. Jacobson.
Here.
Avelia Jones.
Present.
Ali Lexa. Rob Macon. Barbara Marbach.
Present.
Oye Oyeyipo.
Here.
Myla Reason.
Presente.
Lawrence Reyes.
Presente.
Siri Rideau.
Present.
Paul Roberson. Ruth H. Strauss.
Here.
Oscar Ulloa. Polina Vasiliev.
I'm here.
Elizabeth Von Gunten.
Here.
Harvey Wasserman.
Here.
Carlos Zavala.
Joaquin.
Madam Vice Chair, I'd like to go back quickly. Just to repeat, Jose Benavides, Bella DeSoto, Ali Lexa, Rob
here.
Macon.
Do you hear me? Hello,
is that
you
Ali
hear
Lexa?
Me?
Yes, who is this?
Yes.
Who, please
this
identify
is Ali
yourself.
Lexa, do you hear me?
Yes, I do.
Hello?
Do you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, I hear you. Ali Lexa is present. Rob Macon.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Paul Roberson. Oscar Ulloa. If any member arrives late, please announce yourself verbally on the stream so you can be included as present.
Rob says he's connecting to audio. Oh, there he is. He's connected now.
Who is?
Rob Macon.
Rob Macon,
yes.
Thank you. Rob
Good
Macon
morning.
Is present.
And thank Secretary, you. Please note my presence as a non-voting ex officio member, Michael Novick.
Yes, sir. so we have... Twenty present, Madam Vice Chair.
Can we go over the roll call just to make sure we got everyone? Or if anybody has been called, you didn't, weren't able to unmute, please speak now, forever hold your peace kind of thing. Situation here. Anybody else? If not, we will proceed with the agenda. Okay. I guess those are present. And if any other board member does show up while we're conducting business, please do call out your name. All right. And with that said, we will proceed with agenda item B, Chair Pro Tem election roll call vote.
Madam
Chair,
have any
nominations? Bella? Okay,
yes,
Bella's here.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, John?
So, Madam Chair, the purpose of the Chair Pro Tem, okay, so you're planning to hand over right now, is that correct?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay, thank you. So nominations can be heard at this time. The Secretary
will... The floor is open.
Oscar Ulloa joined the call. He has to speak up to take note of his presence.
Oscar, if you're here, please unmute.
Yeah, good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Thank you.
Beth nominates Siri Rideau.
And also, okay, Paul Roberson is here as well.
Paul Roberson is here. Please
yeah.
take note of that. Okay. And anyone else? Okay. With that, we have a nomination on the floor, Siri Rideau.
Second by Bella.
Anyone else? The floor is still open. Tony won twice.
What is this vote for? This Sandy. What is this vote for?
Good morning, Sandy. This is to get the chair pro temp so they could take over the meeting.
Oh, I see. I thought we already
yes.
voted.
And Siri has been nominated in
okay,
second.
I thought she was
Yeah, if I hear no one else, we'll go ahead and take the vote now.
Madam Chair, if there's no, you can ask if there's no objections, and if there's none, Rideau will be elected by acclamation and no roll call vote.
Can I call a voter?
Can I also accept the nomination? Okay.
Bonavoda.
Yes, thank you.
I would suggest that I know Mr. Gary is well intended, but allow the chair to chair the meeting, please.
Okay. I appreciate the clarification, and I guess it makes it easier if there's no other nominations, then it's by acclamation. Siri, you have accepted, yes?
Yes.
Okay, and that being said, then the floor is all yours.
Thank you, Marisol.
Congratulations. You're
Thank
welcome.
You. Thank you, everybody. Good morning.
Good morning.
So on the agenda... First, we did the election now, so now comes 1C. This is the agenda approval. Does everybody approve the agenda for today?
So moved, Madam Chair, Bella.
What is
Second.
It? Okay, thank you. So we accepted the agenda. Then we did the timekeepers. Anybody
want to? Point of personal privilege.
What is
can
it,
the chair
Alex?
Please speak up? We can barely hear the chair.
Okay.
We can barely hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Little better, yes.
Okay, thanks, Ali. So the designated timekeepers, who would volunteer to be a timekeeper, please?
I would volunteer for items, if you could, because I don't have the agenda in front of me, Chair, if you could just tell me the amount of time on each item.
Okay, so generally we do 2 minutes per person, and then if there's any special blocks, I will let you know what the time is. Thank you, Lawrence. Okay, so then the next thing is to set the time for adjournment. I suggest 11 o'clock set time for adjournment. Are there any objections? Hearing none, we adopt that one. And then we go over the excused absences. Are there any excused absences? John?
I'm not aware of any, Madam Chair.
Me neither. Okay, thank you very much. So now we're going to the chair election tellers report. We have allocated 10 minutes for that, Lawrence. And so please have the tellers report. I think that's Terry, right?
Terry Goodman.
Yes, go ahead. Thank you.
Okay, so there's details in the written tellers report about all of this. The summary is that there were three elections authorized. The LSB chair election, an election for delegates to the PNB Elections Committee, and an election for treasurer. The winners in the remote tally of these elections, as reported in the TELUS report, were Ziri Rideau for chair, Eric Jacobson for delegate to the Elections Committee, and Grace Aaron for treasurer. But there was controversy regarding the treasurer's election and removal, as detailed in the report, and that there's a question of whether or not the vote was adequate to declare the officer position vacant.
Mm-hmm. Point of order.
Go ahead, Michael.
Yeah, the item is the chair election, so I think it's best to do one at a time and deal with that one.
Okay, Terry, thank you very much, Michael. Could you, Terry, please, I'm just on the
record. Can you know my president, Jose Benavides?
Okay, thank you, Jose.
A point of personal privilege.
Minor, what is the point of personal privilege?
I could barely hear Michael Novick speaking.
Okay, I'm going to repeat what he said. He suggested that we stick to the agenda, and it says in two, it's only about the chair elections, and then we go to the other elections one by one. So I had just asked Harry to please stick just in his TELUS report to the chair election. We have a brief discussion, and then we complete with this part before we go to the public comment and then to the PNB election committee delegate. Okay, so Terry, is there anything else you would like to add?
Okay, I can detail the chair, the LSV chair election.
Mm-hmm, thank you.
There were two nominated candidates and one write-in candidate. And there were the vote was final vote was 18 for Ziri Rideau and 2 for Oye Oyipo and 2 for Adam Warman.
Okay. Thank you very much. So are there any commentaries or is there any discussion you want to have about this election?
Request for information, Chair.
Okay, Lauren, so that's
my request for information is to Terry. Terry, do we have to ratify today or do we have to wait for a regular meeting?
Well, actually, because this is an emergency meeting, you have to ratify anything that is passed at the emergency meeting because there was inadequate notice for this meeting.
Thank you.
So I'd recommend you ratify now and then ratify at a properly called meeting.
Okay. Thank you, Terry.
Yeah, so we're still part of the discussion. So, Bella, you're next.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and welcome, Ziri Rideau. Yes, we need to, per parliamentarian process, is not to ratify, but to approve. We are here to approve, and we should approve. Thank you. I move that we approve the results reported by the teller, Terry Goodman.
I second, Paulina.
Second. Okay. Thank you. So I assume that means we have approved the vote. And so if you could just please explain to me, so that means that will not mean that I will be seated today, but then the next time, or how does that work now?
Point of order, Madam Chair.
Go ahead.
Paulina. I believe that the motion to approve the results presented by the teller has been moved and seconded. What's in order now is for you to ask if there are any objections.
Correct.
Or any discussion.
Point of information.
Correct. Discussion and then objections. Thank you.
Point of information.
Okay, Myla, go ahead.
My question is, are we speaking specifically about the chair election at this moment?
Yes, this is only the chair.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. That's all.
Thank you. So is there any other commentaries or is there any objection to this vote? I'm hearing none, so I guess this is adopted now. And so it feels weird that I'm basically saying I'm the next chair. I wish somebody else would do that. But so thank you very much for the vote. I very much appreciate your trust, and I will do my very best to do a good job and to keep a civil, nice tone and be very productive in the meetings. Thank you. So,
thank you, Chair. May I have a point of personal privilege?
Go ahead, Lawrence.
At the last meeting, there was something pointed at me, a comment, and I reacted with an inappropriate comment. So I see that Kim Kaufman is here, and I'd like to apologize to her for making that comment. And I also like to apologize to my colleagues for making that comment. It was inappropriate. It was not called for. So in the desire for you to set a different tone, Chair, I make that apology to the body and to Ms. Kaufman personally. Thank you.
Thank you, Lawrence. That is very beautiful. And I hope very much this could be a great example for all of us that if we, in the heat of the moment, get out of it, that we apologize and keep a more civil tone. So thank you, Lawrence. I appreciate that. There is a hand up from Shot Diablo Canyon. Go ahead, please.
Hi, this is Harvey Wasserman. Oh, I just want to wish you well, and we all support you and look forward to a good experience with you at the helm.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Harvey. It's much appreciated. Thank you. So now there is some time for public comment. Is there anybody from the public who would like to make a comment? Hearing none, we move on to the next point, which is the...
Yes, Ziri. Yes.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead, John.
Yeah, John Tatum. Public comment. I wanted to just educate the board a little bit. When you're nominating people, nominations do not have to be seconded.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you. So we're going back to the PNB Election Committee Delegate election and the teller's report. We have allocated 10 minutes for that, Lawrence. So, Terry, would you please start with a TELUS report only for this election committee delegate? Thank you.
Yes. In the election for LSC or a non-director representative from KPFK to the PNB Elections Committee to fill vacancy, Eric Jacobson had 11 votes in the first round and ended up with 13 votes to win that election. Mm-hmm. The other candidates were Harvey Wasserman and Oscar Ulloa.
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 Okay. Thank you, Terry. So is there anybody who would like to discuss this? Are there any comments about this?
I move to accept, Madam Chair, Bella DeSoto.
Okay, anybody second that?
I second, Lawrence.
Okay.
Lawrence, and I do like to make a comment on.
Okay, go ahead, Lawrence, would you comment?
I'd like to thank everybody that Harvey, Eric, those who ran for the PNB Elections Committee delegate. It is a very critical position. Mm-hmm. And I'd like to thank Harvey for putting himself up. And I'd like to also thank Eric, and I look forward to working with him on the PNB. Thank you.
Thank you, Lawrence. Bella, go ahead.
Madam Chair, thank you. I would like to thank Oscar Ulloa for running, making an effort to run for this position. A person with a good level of experience was selected, and he was very gracious to accept. And thank you, Oscar Ulloa.
I second. I forgot Oscar.
Thank you very much, Bella, and thank you, Oscar. So, Harvey, you're next.
Yeah, congratulations, Eric, and thank you, Oscar, for running, and no news.
Wonderful. Thank you. So thanks for making this process so smooth so far. Is there any public comment at this point?
Jerry, this is Eric.
Hi, Eric.
I couldn't find the raised hand function for some reason.
Oh, okay.
But I want to. I also want to commend Oscar and Harvey for their candidacy, and to thank my colleagues for their trust and pledge to work very conscientiously as a member of the PNB Elections Committee. Thank you.
Thank you, Eric.
Chair, there was something that was written in the chat. I just think Lawrence,
I didn't recognize you. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
So, Eric, thank you so much for, running, and congratulations. And so we had actually the hand up of Mary Saul and then Lawrence. Mary Saul, go ahead.
I just want to thank you, Siri, for taking the lead. I applaud your bravery to take on the position of chair. And thank you, everyone, for making this meeting smooth. And hopefully we can stay a task and take care of business as board members, as we're all here. To make sure that the station is well, and it takes a lot of leadership. It takes all of us, and I congratulate you, Siri, for leading us forward. Thank you.
Thank you, Marisol. That means a lot to me. Thank you, Lawrence. Go ahead.
There was a comment made in the chat that maybe the motions that are approved. Maybe you can ask the secretary to read the motion for the public screen. Thank you, Chair.
Wait, which motion? Hold on.
All the motions that are passed, that's why public discipline said in the chat. It's for the stream and also for those who are on the phone.
Okay, so
it's a request.
So what you,
Madam Chair.
Yeah, go ahead, but if you see it, I don't.
Madam Chair, the motions have already been read. They continue to be read for the stream, for the audio recording by Mr. Terry Goodman. So I don't see the need for this to be redone again.
Okay. Thank you, Bella. Yes, Lauren.
So the motions are being approved, but they have not been read. And I think that's what public listeners is asking for, the motion to be read, that we all approve it.
So, okay, I'm not understanding which motion you're talking about.
Such as the last two motions that we passed.
In the last meeting, you mean?
We just, no, in this meeting. We approved them, but we did not read what was approved. And I think that's what public participants are saying in the chat.
Beth, request recognition.
Okay, Beth, I don't really know which motion. We had like two people seated now, but if that's what you mean. But I don't know what you mean with the motion. Go ahead, Beth.
Thank you. That's what I want to address. Yes, the two motions were to receive and approve the results of these two initial elections. And I would suggest that maybe John Gary can help you with what he's gotten down as those motions, because that's what will go into the record, just approving and accepting the results of those two initial elections for chair and the elections committee.
Thank you, Beth. Thank you. So, John, do you want to read these two motions? Because I don't have any text there.
Okay. And the first motion is Bella DeSoto moved to approve the teller's report section on the chair election. That was passed without objection. The motion on the floor now is DeSoto moved to accept the teller's report as it pertains to the PNB Elections Committee delegate election.
Okay, so do we have a second for that motion?
That was seconded by Mr. Reyes.
Okay, great. So it means these two have been approved and now read out.
I'm sorry, point of order.
Go ahead, Michael.
You do have to ask if there's any objection to that second motion. We haven't done that yet. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Is there any objection to that second motion? Hearing none, it is approved, and thank you so much. And so, again, is there any public comment? Hearing none, we can move on with this. And we're going now to point six, which is treasurer's election, the teller's report. So for this section, we have allocated for the whole report 10 minutes, Lawrence, just for you to know. And we're starting with the teller's report. Please go ahead, Terry.
Okay. In the election for a new KPFK LFP treasurer, Grace Aaron met the threshold with 15 votes. Kim Kaufman received 6 votes if she was an eligible candidate, 0 votes if she was not, and Bella DeSoto had 2 votes. So Grace Aaron, having met the threshold, will be the new treasurer if the election is approved.
Okay, thank you very much. So we're going to start with the discussion. And so I see...
Chair, point of order.
Go ahead, Lawrence.
There's been a motion made. You have to add to it. There's a second for the motion. I'm making a motion.
We're doing the discussion right now.
Excuse me. I'm making a motion.
I move
to
that
approve.
We accept.
I'm making a motion.
Bella moves
to
accept.
Yeah, can you please stop talking out of order? I see 3 hands up. The first hand up was actually Harvey Wasserman. I want to hear from him. And then Lawrence, then comes Paul. If you put your hand up, then it's your next turn. Go
point
ahead.
Point of order.
Thank
Madam
you, Zuri. Well, I have a point of order.
1 second. Okay, Paulina, what's your point of order?
Procedure is, in order to have any discussion, you must have a motion on the floor. So I think it would be in order for you to ask if anybody wants to move to approve the results of the treasurer election. And if it's seconded, then the floor is open to discussion. Thank you.
Bella,
that's
so moved.
Okay, so Bella has moved. Has somebody second?
Beth moved.
And Bella.
I have a point of order about the procedure.
Okay, Harvey, go ahead.
Okay, first I want to thank Mr. Goodman for conducting the election. I disagreed with certain things, but you have a good reputation. And thank you, Terry, for your work. My point of order is that the procedure for the vote removal of the treasurer was improper because it violated multiple bylaws and Robert's rules. It needed to be properly noticed and to show cause for removal. The subsequent election for a replacement was also improper because it required notice. I'm sending you all a list of citations from the bylaws. I'm sending these by email from the bylaws and Robert's rules that this process violated, along with this point of order for the secretary to place in the minutes. The motivation, if allowed, is, quote, for an officer with a fixed term, 1 year, the overriding Robert's rule is that 6.16 second bullet point, quote, an officer can be removed from office only for cause, that is, neglect of new duty in office or misconduct in accordance with the procedures described in 63. I'm almost done. That is, in an investigating committee must be appointed, charges must be preferred, and a formal trial must be held. I am submitting multiple citations to you via email for the minutes. Thank you very much, Kim. Thank you, and thank you, everyone, for listening.
Thank you, Harvey. So we have Lawrence and then Paul, and we have, just to address the points of Harvey, we have also our parliamentarian, John Tatum, on here, which I don't know if you want to respond to that first, or if we want to hear first Lawrence and Paul. Is there a procedural thing, or can I?
Madam Chair?
Chair.
Can Mr. Tatum speak?
Chair, Bella has not raised her hand. She is not recognized.
None of you two have raised your hand?
I have my hand raised.
Okay, so I would like to actually have John Tatum right now address this for a moment, and then everybody else gets to speak. So, John, can you specifically approach the two things? Or he probably said multiple, but one is that the removal was not correct, and then the elections were not correct. John, you have the floor.
Thank you. First of all, bylaws supersede whatever's in Roberts. So let's start with that. Now, your bylaws say that a person can be removed for cause or without cause. So that means you don't have to have a reason to remove someone. The other thing is that the procedure that you're speaking of, as far as removal is concerned, the 30-day notice and all of the rest of that, that applies if the person was being removed as a member of the LSB, either as a director or a delegate, either way. Then you would have to use that 30-day process. You'd have to have notice. You have to have person has time to respond. You have to have an investigative committee, and you have to have all of the above. But for this instant case, the removal of an officer, a person who is on the LSB, who is serving in an officer capacity, can be removed for cause or for no cause. So that's my first response. Thank you.
Thank you very much, John. So now we're going to hear from Lawrence, then Paul, are you actually having your hand up or not really? I see it up. Then Bella.
No, my hand's not up.
Okay, I'm putting it down. Thank you. And so then Myla and so Lawrence, Bella, and Myla. Lawrence, go ahead.
Thank you, Chair. I'm going to totally agree with Mr. Tatum's citation of the facts that bylaws do trump, for lack of a better word, supersede Robert's rules of order in a case like this, and in other cases, as Mr. Tatum would know. So in regards to that, I have no response to Mr. Wasserman on the border. I think what you forgot to do, Chair, was that you forgot to rule Mr. Wasserman's on the border. So at some point, we're going to have to do that. So I guess we're having discussion about that. But I have nothing further to add than what Mr. Tatum already added. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Lawrence. Bella, go ahead.
The parliamentarian should be referred to as Mr. John Tatum. His formality. Thank you very much, Madam Chair.
Oh, that's news to me, but okay, thank you. Myla, go ahead.
Thank you, Siri. Our bylaws state, Article 7, Local Station Board section, that the treasurer shall be elected annually for a one-year term. Robert's rule says that an officer can be removed from office only for cause, if they are serving a fixed term. Our treasurer was serving a fixed term. I believe that Mr. Tatum is incorrect. There is nothing in the Pacifica bylaws that that supersedes the procedure laid out in Robert's rules.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Myla. Bella, if you allow first John Tatum to answer.
Yes.
Okay, John Tatum, please go ahead.
Again, I don't know if people understand what it means to supersede Roberts. When your bylaws supersede Roberts, it means your bylaws take precedence. So Roberts says that she was serving a fixed term. That's fine. But Roberts says she can be removed. So, you know, I don't know how to stress it any further that for cause, you know, Robert says for cause, and your bylaws say for cause or no cause. So what takes precedence? You know, your bylaws take precedence. Thank you. That's all.
Thank you very much. And Bella, go ahead.
Yes, Madam Chair. So in full agreement there, Ms. Kaufman, in effect, was interrupt her full year term was interrupted at the moment she was removed by the virtue of that motion voted in by 17 votes of this board on October 16, 2022. Therefore, her term was interrupted and terminated before the year end. She no longer qualifies for the duration of this year, but she certainly qualifies to run again next year. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thank you. Next, we hear from Myla and then Lawrence.
Oh, thank you. I would really prefer to actually have some citations from Mr. Tatum exactly where in Roberts, where in our bylaws. At any rate, Lawrence mentioned earlier that you did not yet rule on Mr. Wasserman's point of order. And I think that that is what is required at this point.
Thank you, Myla. So I would like to then say that I feel that Mr. Wasserman's point of order was not well taken, and that I will, and then you may challenge the ruling of the chair. You know, this is the official language, I guess I have to say, but so that that I don't agree with Mr. Wasserman's point of order.
Okay, may I at this point challenge your ruling?
Yes, you can challenge my ruling. So I don't know if I can first hear Lawrence, Michael, and Paul, and then we get to that. So yeah. I would like to.
Chair, point of order.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
What's in order now is your ruling, the challenge to your ruling, and
yeah.
I believe that is debatable. So I'm gonna go ahead and take my place in the queue. If that's okay, Chair.
Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to rule that the point of order is not correct, that we have heard from the parliamentarian who is our authority, and that the election as we had it should stand. I know you can still challenge me, as Myla just did. I would like to have a discussion of two people on the pro side, two people on the nay side, and then we're going to do a final ruling. So I see.
Madam Chair.
Yes.
Madam Chair, the challenge to the ruling of the chair was not seconded.
Oh,
I second it.
Second it. No, you cannot second it.
You made it.
I can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is
okay.
Sandy.
So
I can
second it. Yes, that's okay. You can challenge me.
Yeah.
And so we're going to hear now from two people on the pro side and two people on the nay side. And then I'm going to have another ruling. I guess I have a right to that. So Lawrence, go ahead.
Thank you, Chair. And according to our procedures, you do get to close the debate. In regards to an officer serves at the pleasure of the LSV, I'd like to thank Terry for putting that citation up, and also public listener for putting that citation up. Your ruling is completely in order, Chair, to not receive Mr. Wasserman's point of order. Because we have done due diligence, and so have you, Chair, in regards to this matter. So I support the ruling of the Chair. Thank you.
Thank you, Lawrence. Michael, go ahead.
Michael Novick.
Yeah, I just wanted to point out that that Article 7, Section 5, I believe, was cited by the maker of the motion originally to vote to remove the chair. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe that Beth Van Gutten cited the fact that the bylaws state that each officer shall serve at the pleasure of the LSB, and that that means that the motion that to remove did not have to and did not specify any reason or violations by the treasurer. There's no trial, therefore, necessary. Thank you.
Correct. Correct.
Sorry. Thank you very much. Paul, it's your turn. Can you unmute, please? Oh, Paul, is your hand still up?
I don't know. I haven't even touched my screen. I'm not. That's not me.
Okay, that's fine. All right. Then, Myla, go ahead.
Thank you, Madam Chair. It is absolutely the right of the body to remove an officer. The question is, because the officer serves at the pleasure of the board, the problem with the removal was that we didn't follow the rules. The rules are clearly laid out. We did not follow those rules. And and in order to remove an officer, that's what we must do. So if we want to remove an officer, we certainly have that right. We just have to follow the rules. And we did not. And therefore, I will vote to against upholding the ruling of the chair. Thank you.
Thank you. So I would like at this point, even though Bella has her hand up, hear one more time from John Tatum, please, to address what Myla has just said, that the rules were violated. Please go ahead, John Tatum.
Yes.
Mr. Tatum.
Come on, Bella.
Okay, Bella, just 1 second, because there have been already 2 in favor of your ruling and 1 against. So according to what you said, you need 1 more person.
Yes, I just wanted you to address what Myla has just said about the violation. You can also do that later. Is there anybody else who would like to speak against my ruling? Because I need 1 more against if you want to. I don't see anybody.
I'm happy to do so. I'll do it.
Okay, then go ahead, Harvey.
I think it's outrageous that you would that this body would remove Kim. Her performance has been wonderful, and she is up for re-election soon, and we are in a state of flux here. To me, it's not fitting, not apropos. No reason has been given for her removal. I believe that there are requirements that reasons be given, and I'm going to disagree with the chair. Thank you.
Thank you. Noted. So now, John Tatum, please go ahead, because you...
This is out of order.
Excuse me, you're sitting out of turn right now. Can you
point of information, Madam Chair, Bella?
Go ahead, Bella.
Now what is in order, Madam Chair, is that we need to take a vote to sustain the challenge or not. So that is what is in order right now on the floor. You have been challenged.
Yes, Bella, no, correct.
I know I've been challenged. I thought that it would be nice for John Tatum to have the chance. Since
he's already spoken. This is out of order.
Do not speak out of turn. This is totally my decision if I would need him to support what I am trying to do here. So I would appreciate if you just lift your hand if you need to say something. So since you are insisting on that, we're going to move to have a vote now on this. So if you vote yes, you will uphold the ruling of the chair. If you vote no, you will not uphold the ruling of the chair.
Madam Chair, this is Sandy. I have a question. Do I have to go on the stack?
There's no stack right now. I'm sorry. So unless it's a point of information, what is your?
I have a point of information. Don't we have to have a 2/3 vote to remove someone?
No, we don't.
Are you sure?
Yes, this is not. This is just in the Roberts rules, but as Mr. Tatum said, the bylaws supersede the Roberts rules, and they don't call for a 2/3 vote. Yes. So we're going to have a vote now.
Did he cite that?
I'm not sure
that's true.
We need to have a little quiet right now. I would like to have this vote taken to place. So, John, can you please call the roll?
Mr.
No.
Grace Aaron.
Yes, I approve the ruling of the chair.
Christina Avalos.
Abstain.
Jose Benavides. Fred Blair.
I vote to uphold the ruling of the chair. I vote yes.
Sandy Childs.
I vote no.
Marisol Cruz.
Yes, uphold.
Bella DeSoto.
Yes.
George Funmaker.
Yes.
Eric C. Jacobson.
Yes.
Avelia Jones.
No.
Ali Lexa.
No.
Rob Macon. Rob Macon, unmute, please. I'll come back. Barbara Marbach.
No.
Oye Oyeyipo.
Yes.
Myla Reason.
No.
Lawrence Reyes.
Yes.
Ziri Rideau.
Yes.
Paul Roberson.
Yes.
Ruth H. Strauss.
Yes, hi. I have been listening. Can you please repeat what this vote is? I have been listening, but I'm gotten lost in the funhouse.
Madam Chair, do you want to do that, or would you like me to do that?
Hi, Ruth. So if you vote yes, you vote to uphold my ruling that Harvey Wasserman's point of order is not in order.
Not well taken.
Not well taken. Okay. And so if you vote no, then you agree with Harvey Wasserman's point of order.
Okay, I missed that. So abstain.
Oscar Ulloa.
Yes.
Polina Vasiliev.
Yes.
Elizabeth Von Gunten.
Yes.
Harvey Wasserman.
No.
Carlos Zavala.
No.
Okay, now I'm going to go back because we missed a couple. Jose Benavides put a notice in the chat that he might be off the call because of cell phone.
I'm here now. Oh. That's a yes, by the way.
Thank you. Rob Macon, how do you vote? I hear noise on the line. Is that Mr. Macon trying to get through? All right, I'm going to proceed with the count. The yeses are. The yeses are 14. The noes are 7. And there are 2 abstentions. Yes, 14. No, 7. Abstain, 2, Madam Chair.
Thank you very much, John. So, okay, so we have determined now that Harvey Wasserman's point of order was not in order or well taken. So as next, we will go, we already had the TELUS report for this vote. We need to in some way adopt now that
approval.
Grace is going to be the new treasurer. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, so is there a special formal thing I have to say?
Or Madam objection. No, Madam Chair, may I be recognized?
Go ahead,
please. I would like to move, unless it's, John P. Gary can tell us whether it's been done already, have we moved approval of the results of the election of the...
Yes, it was moved earlier.
Excuse me, Bella. Bella, yeah, please don't speak to me. I can speak for myself, Bella. Thank you. There was some speaking over each other, but I recorded Von Gunten moved to accept the TELUS report, but I did not record a second.
Okay,
I can't identify the second at this point.
I'll second.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. So then we have approved now the election.
Chair, could you ask if there are any objections?
Are there any objections?
I object. This is my reason.
Okay, your objection is noted. Can we
still? I object also. You have to go to a vote when there's an objection, Chair.
I have to go to a what?
A vote.
A vote again.
A roll vote.
Okay, so let's do another roll vote then. And so if you vote yes, then you accept that Grace has been elected treasurer. If you vote no, then you do not accept that Grace has been elected treasurer. John, can you please call the roll?
Grace Aaron.
Yes, I accept.
Christina Avalos.
Abstain.
Jose Benavides. I'll come back. Fred Blair.
Yes.
Sandy Childs.
No.
Marisol Cruz.
Yes.
Bella DeSoto.
Yes.
George Funmaker. George, please unmute. I'll come back. Eric C. Jacobson.
Yes.
Avelia Jones.
No.
Ali Lexa.
No.
Rob Macon.
Yes.
Barbara Marbach.
No.
Oye Oye Yippo.
Yes.
Myla Reason.
No.
Lawrence Reyes.
Yes.
Ziri Rideau.
Yes.
Paul Roberson.
Yes.
Ruth H. Strauss.
Yes.
Oscar Ulloa.
Yes.
1 second. Polina Vasiliev.
Yes.
Elizabeth Von Gunten.
Yes.
Harvey Wasserman.
No.
Carlos Zavala.
No.
Jose Benavides, how do
yes.
you vote?
Yes.
George Funmaker, how do you vote?
Yes.
Thank you. And that completes the roll call. The yeses are 16. The noes are 7. And there is one abstention. So yes, 16, no, 7, abstain 1, Madam Chair.
Thank you very much, John. So I hope it's okay that I then declare that Grace is now the new treasurer. And so we still have, thank you very much, Grace. Congratulations. And so there are now public comments. Is there anybody from the public who wants to say something? And then I see you, Polina, then you can speak. So public comment, anybody? Okay, there's Kim, go ahead. Are you still on mute?
Hi, Arnold. I just want to let you know I'm going to appeal this to the PNB and the NFC to adjudicate this because I think it was improper on many levels. And that's it. Thanks.
Thank you, Kim. Polina, go ahead.
I would like to make a point of parliamentary procedure, and Mr. Tatum, if you could also speak to what I will say. I think it's in the future, this goes to the chair and the secretary, when a roll call vote is taken, it's best practice if the chair doesn't, if you call on the chair after you announce the result of the vote so that the chair can either abstain or vote. And I think that's best practice. Is that right, John Tatum?
That is correct.
Okay.
But it's not a rule.
Got it. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you, Polina. Ruth, go ahead.
Yes, I had my hand up long before, and I don't know who put it down.
I'm from the public. I have a comment.
Yes, you come next, but let's first hear from Ruth.
Wait, hold on. I can't hear anything.
Yes, we can.
My point is, and it's long past now, but when Myla raised...
Oh, wait.
Okay, am I going to be allowed to finish speaking or not?
Yes, you can speak. I muted Dan for a moment, but Dan, you will speak after.
I can't hear you for some reason. Let me see why.
Okay, Dan, you will speak after, maybe on the phone or something. You will speak after Ruth, okay? So can you please listen to Ruth now? Ruth, go ahead.
Okay, I just wanted to say that back when Myla raised her point about, I believe, an illegitimate election or whatever, I raised my hand at that point because I wanted her to be allowed to explain what her points were. And I don't feel that that was, you know, ever, I don't think she ever, you know, expressed exactly what she was referring to. And I think it would have been illustrative to the group. So I'm just making that comment now. Things have already been voted on, but I just wanted to say that. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. So since this is of the public, then first it's Dan and then Lawrence. Okay, so Dan, go ahead. Can you unmute?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, we hear you.
Hmm.
Yes, we hear you.
I'll try to come back in. Sorry.
Okay, so Lawrence, go ahead.
Thank you, Chair. Any member or any officer that is doing service for another city or for Pacifica, and if they feel they have a right to redress a grievance, I certainly don't think that Ms. Kaufman's grievance is going to be well taken either, because we have done due diligence in regards to this, to her removal. So, and also, I believe that Marla did have an ample opportunity. I was paying attention. They have an ample opportunity to articulate her objection. I just wanted to say that.
Okay.
Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. So now first is John, then Harvey, Bella, and then Michael. And then we would still like, please keep it short to maybe 1 minute because we would like to adjourn at 11 o'clock. Thank you very much.
Mr. Tatum.
Go ahead.
Yes, very quickly. Madam Chair, may I respond to Ruth's comments?
Yeah.
Okay. I just wanted to let Ruth know that Myla did speak about her the motion that we had, and her basic reasoning, Ruth, was that we did not follow procedures. That was her basic reason for objecting. And however, so when we went to the point of order and appeal and so forth, the majority said that they agree with the procedure. So I just wanted to let her know that. Thank you.
Thank you.
Point of personal privilege.
Go ahead, Myla.
I would just appreciate it if I would be allowed to speak for myself and not have my words interpreted by someone else. Thank you.
Thank you, Myla. So next is Harvey, then Bella, and then Michael.
I just want to support Kim's appeal. And I think this whole procedure has reflected very badly on KPFK. There's talk of due diligence. We haven't seen anything that would in any way indict Kim's performance, which I think was excellent. And so I do hope she appeals, and I hope she wins on appeal. Thank you.
I'm a member of the public, and if there's a chance,
go ahead,
just
then. Can you hear me?
You talking to me?
Yes. Go ahead. We hear you.
Okay. I would just make one comment. I'm a bit of a connoisseur of these meetings. I, for some reason, find them quite interesting, and I've listened to a ton of the Finance Committee meetings back, and went on here, a lot of the friction on the committee was caused by headbutting between Kim on the one hand and Bella on the other. And I don't mean any disrespect to either party. I don't mean any disrespect to Bella. That's very important. But many people, many of those of you who voted to oust Kim Kaufman have had difficulty managing Bella in meetings at which you either participated or chaired, and you've raised your voice at her. I'm talking about people who voted to oust Kim. You've raised your voice at Bella. You've muted Bella, which I think Ziri did at the very meeting where they ousted Kim. I believe Ziri Rideau was muting Bella at times. And I would say that Kim had a strong reaction to the way Bella attempted on almost every meeting, really. And I don't think she does this on purpose. I think she's a very excited and passionate person who just has trouble containing herself from speaking. I'd like to think of it that way. I don't think it's
15
deliberate.
15 seconds, Dan. 15 seconds.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I'll wrap it up like you guys do. But this is really more of a beauty contest that went on here. Kim is straight down the road, a line on the money part. She's been like Cassandra, warning of impending doom, and everybody ignored her. And she's been spot on every single time. It's a great travesty what you've done here. And you've all committed the same thing for which you're ousting her. So you ought to think about that a little bit. I'm done.
Thank you, Dan.
Chair, do you have Janine?
Yes, thank you. Janine, go ahead.
Hi, thank you. I wasn't really going to chime in on any of this, but I do feel like there needs to be a counter to the other public statement that was made. I've been on the Finance Committee for 3 years and also participating in LSB meetings as well. And I don't want to speak disparagingly about Kim, because I know that that's not something that should be done in this public setting. But I think overall, there is not a, there has not been from her a forward thinking, solution oriented stance. This idea that someone is a truth speaker, we all know what's been going on. It's how do we, what has been presented to move us forward and get solutions. And I think overall, despite the demeanor, which to me has been an issue, but on top of that, to not be solution oriented, I think it's necessary that we need someone in. And I'm very happy that Grace Barron came up. Thank you.
Thank you.
Point of order, Chair. You need a motion.
Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, well, that was my point of order. You need a motion to extend for some minutes because you do have a stack to exhaust.
Well,
the chair, timekeeper.
Yeah. Okay, what's the
thing? You are at time for the board, but not at time for public comment.
Yes, so this is something I've, if it's urgent what you both have to say, Michael and Bella, we have to extend. Otherwise, I would adjourn the meeting right now.
I can be very brief. I just want to draw the board's attention to the fact that the Pacifica National Board has adopted a measure which, if enacted, would reduce the size of this board below the required 24 members in December. And I would urge you to take it up with your directors and with the and at the board meeting in November. I think it's a serious breach of the bylaws to reduce the size of the board below 24. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, Bella, Paulina, is it urgent or do we have to really like prolong now, or can we adjourn?
We can adjourn. I just wanted to disagree with Michael about the reduction of the board, but maybe I'm wrong. Let's take this offline. It's fine.
Okay. Is it okay to adjourn now, Bella?
Just a point of information, Chair.
Yes.
So, Paulina, that is a
board meeting.
So,
Madam,
we will address this at the next board meeting, but I'm going to include that as part of my director's report as well.
Okay. Thank
Madam
you.
Chair.
Yes, Bella, very, very quickly, please.
Madam Chair, I move to adjourn.
I want to, before we adjourn, thank Michael Novick.
Ask if there's any objection.
Chair, I object. There is a public comment person that has their hand raised, and we have not exhausted public
okay.
comment.
All right.
Oh, that just came in. Okay.
Just came in. Okay.
So I withdraw.
It's extended for 5 minutes. Does anybody second that motion?
Bella seconds.
Okay. Thank you. So
I object.
Okay, so I know your objection, but I want to hear from the public. So please unmute yourself, caller. Go ahead.
Thank you.
We can hear you.
I'm very concerned about the way this meeting has been and the previous meeting has been run. Apparently, the chair-elect and chair pro tem has been looking or has been forced to look to Mr. Reyes and Ms. DeSoto for instruction. And I think that's inappropriate. I also noted, and we'll send this in email, the amount of time taken by each of those members rather than the allotted time. Finally, I think the question about the bylaws has to do with the definition of at the pleasure. And if anyone is interested, at the pleasure is not defined in the bylaws. However, it is defined in Robert's Rules, 12th edition. Thank you very much.
Thank you, caller. Is there any other public comment? Okay, seeing none, I just wanted to thank Michael Novick for his work as a chair. I am very clearly, as the previous caller laid out, much less experienced in Robert's Rules. I will learn as fast as I can and also in the bylaws. And I thank you for making this meeting almost on time and for being all civilized with each other. I very much appreciate that. And I would like to adjourn the meeting now.
So moved, Madam Chair.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Siri.
All the best.
Thank you, Siri.
So
thank you.